It's about 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. I'm Bill Small. Flood warning in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Joining us in the studio from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, Vicki Portwood. And this is our second visit, Vicki. Glad to have you in the studio with us this morning.
Good morning.
I'm hoping things go better for me the rest of the week than they went last time you were here. You had nothing to do with it. I just wanted to... Vicki had nothing to do with this, but the day after you were here on May 16th, that next morning, May 17th, I fell off my front porch and broke my ankle. So, and they're rolling me into the ER. I said, you know, I had Vicki Portwood from here on the show yesterday.
Well, hopefully you received very excellent care there.
That I did. I got top-notch treatment at the ER, and then when I was in for the orthopedic, Dr. Menon, he took great care of me. I had my surgery the following Friday, and again, you couldn't ask for better care. And today I'm going back to have my stitches out, and then I get to take a shower like a big boy.
That's always nice to get that off and get the stitches out. That feels good.
I'm tired of washing my hair and my beard in the sink, frankly. So you're here to talk about the Relay for Life. When is that?
That is June 17th. It's at the track behind Phil Kinley High School from 6 p.m. to midnight.
Okay. Tell us what Relay for Life is for those who don't know.
So Relay is really a way to honor survivors. Anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer becomes a survivor from that moment forward. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot to honor them. And we also raise money for the American Cancer Society, who is instrumental in funding research to help find medications and treatments for cancer.
Okay. And what is all involved in the relay itself?
Well, we have several things going on that night. It's a pretty packed schedule. We have a opening ceremony where we have the Legion Riders and someone does the national anthem and a prayer to get us started. We have a survivor lap at 6:45. So we ask all the survivors to walk around the track and then we give them an opportunity to introduce themselves. And they usually like to share how many years survivor they are. Mm-hmm. So it's always good when someone says, I'm 20 years or 25 years.
Very uplifting.
Yes. We have Stage Art Productions that is going to do a little, their kids are going to come and do a dance performance. We have three nurse practitioners that are going to talk to us about cancer prevention type of activities. We have the Luminaria Ceremony. The Luminaria Ceremony, we have white sacks, if you've never been, and they're put around the track. We read through a remembrance, basically, and then you light those lights that are inside the sack. And if you've drove by or walked around, it's really neat to see
these. These are the names
those.
Of people who are no longer with us, or...
Well, Luminaria sacks can be for survivors or in memory of someone.
In memory, okay.
Yeah. Of someone that's no longer here with us.
All righty.
And it's always interesting to walk around and read the names because there's a lot of surprises there. Some people that you didn't realize aren't with us anymore.
Right, yeah.
We also have some fun things. We have a dunk tank this year.
Who's in the dunk tank?
Well, Dr. McGurk and Dr. Carson have agreed to be in the dunk tank.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of ministers, Luke Letzinger and Brent McDaniel. And then Matt and Haley Dixon. They're not sure if it's going to be Matt or Haley.
So I would volunteer for that if it was, I can't get this thing wet. You know, the my ankle is...
Oh, but you're getting your stitches off.
Yeah, but I might need a couple of days. Well, maybe by the 17th.
Just a week.
But then, you know, I'll be the one to break the other leg.
We better not put you in the...
Not till next year. We'll talk about it next year.
Then we have a comedy show.
Okay.
Wendy McDaniel is going to do a little comedy show for us. We also have a live band, Outlaw Reloaded, which is a local band. Some of the people that are in that band are local here. We're going to play bingo that evening as well. And then last, before we close, we're going to have a talent show. And anyone from the community is invited to come and participate in the talent show. whatever your talent may be, we would be glad to have you.
Even
and
if
there
you don't have
prizes.
Any talent, just show up and do your thing.
There you go.
Okay, how does one get more information about this?
Well, you can call me at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. My phone number is 620-252-1606. If anyone's interested in helping the day of getting set up or the night of relay, we'd be glad to have extra hands. So again, you can use that same number, 252-1606.
And you're raising money, of course, for the American Cancer Society and who else?
For the American Cancer Society, and they do a lot of research. They also fund some programs for cancer survivors.
Excellent. Vicki Portwood from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center here telling us all about the Relay for Life. Have we covered everything, or is there anything else you want to mention?
Pretty much. That's the highlights.
Don't
want
to leave
evening.
Anything out. You know, we get you here and make sure you give us everything there is to give.
We also are going to do a glow lap, so you can come out, and we will have glow sticks there for sale. That's always will be dark outside, and it'll be fun to see everyone walking on the track. You know, walking on the track is kind of signifying the cancer survivor's battle with cancer.
The
it
journey.
Doesn't end.
Yeah, it's just a circle in a circle, right?
Yes.
All right, Vicki, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. And once this event has been held, make sure you come back and let us know how it went and any other way we can help you all out over there.
All right, thank you.
It's about 12 minutes away from 8 here at the Mighty 690.